You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back with Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. Dr. Goldschmidt, you know, you're backing me every year on the Dolphin Cycle Challenge to fight cancer. So we're going to talk today about Ride DCC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'd like to make this an annual event where you come in and talk about the Dolphin Cycle for Challenge. Now, I've already sponsored you and a whole bunch of other folks, but tell us a little bit about what the challenge means to the Cancer Center over at Sylvester.
So, listen, first of all, let me thank you for your incredibly generous gift. It's so important to advance research in cancer. We are partnering, as you know, with the Dolphins to go bicycle all around the region from the stadium to Miami. At the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, which is the cancer center of the University of Miami, and then all the way to Palm Beach, and then West Palm Beach, where we rest overnight. That's 100 miles.
Wow.
And then the next day, Jim, we take a second ride, and we go back to the stadium through a number of very nice locations of South Florida. And then we end up, going through the stadium, and it's a great opportunity to get off the bikes and rejoice.
Wow. Well, I'll bet after 200 miles, it feels great to get off the bike. Now, this is all happening February 7th and 8th, right?
Exactly.
Now, where exactly can people go to sign up and get some information for this?
So we have a very good site. You just need to remember Dolphin Cycling Challenge.
Okay.
And that will take you to one of the multiple sites that you can access the race. You can you'll see there is a very nice if you Google it, there's a very nice invitation to participate, and you can enroll, you can support, there's all kind of ways you can participate, and it's really a great, great site.
So if somebody can't ride physically or they just want to just volunteer, there's a way to just volunteer too?
That's exactly right. If you go, for example, to Ride DCC, so RIDEDCC.com, that's going to take you directly to all the possibilities. But you can basically, if you don't like to exercise, which, of course, I don't recommend, but in case, you can actually be enrolled in a event that you do through your computer. So there's all kind of possibilities. There's also a run. There are events for kids. There are shorter rides, and all that is really extremely well organized by the Dolphins, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great camaraderie. It's for a very important cause, which is the fight against cancer, and the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center is the academic cancer center in the south of Florida, and it is the only cancer center in South Florida that is fully backed up by an entire university and a medical school.
Now, Doc, how did you team up with the Dolphins? How did you get teamed up with the Dolphins?
Well, you know, it was a very special way for the Dolphins to remember Jim Mandic, who,
sure,
who, as you remember, was a wonderful player of the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Was one of the, invincible team. And his friends, when he passed away after a long fight against cancer, his friends created the event and reached out to us. We kept him alive for a very long time, reached out to us and asked us if we could have this event to remember Jim. And his son Michael is very involved in the event, and it's a very special thing for people in South Florida.
Well, I wanted to congratulate you because I'm on the website right now, and it looks to me like they've raised almost $7 million since the first ride, and I believe that they're over $2 million for this ride and have certainly over 2,500 riders participating. So it seems to me like Mr. Mandish has left a wonderful legacy. Doctor, maybe you could go over just a couple of the new treatments and breakthroughs that you've got at the Cancer Center that we're going to be backing and supporting.
So, you know, there are many things that are going on in the field of cancer. You know, the 21st century will be about developing treatments that are very specific for each form of cancer. And I'll give you an example. When I was a medical student, there was a cancer named promyelocytic leukemia. It was the worst form of leukemia, and it was basically killing 95% of people who were affected at 5 years post-diagnosis. And now, with a treatment that is very unusual, that requires the use of a low dose of arsenic, which, as you know, can be dangerous, but at the dose that is used, is only dangerous for cancer cells and retinoic acid. And the result is that at 5 years post-diagnosis, 95% of patients are cured.
Wow. Well, listen, doctor, we only have about 30 seconds left in this segment. Can you tell us where people can go to donate and learn more about the Ride DCC and maybe help out Sylvester in the same time?
RideDCC.com, and you click on donation.
Well, boy, somebody sure made that easy. You left me with an extra 30 seconds there, doctor. So I want to really thank you for working with us. You know, you and the university have been sponsoring our show now for a couple of years. We can't thank you enough for helping us bring cutting-edge technology and your consultative approach to getting people well. It's just really terrific to be involved with you and the entire team at UHealth.
And your incredibly generous gift will save many lives, Jim. So thank you for what you do, and God bless you and your family. And I can promise you that your gift and all the gifts that come to the DCC go to research, very advanced research against the dreadful cancers that are killing our friends and family members. And we will it will make a huge difference in the life of our fellow humans.
Well, thank you so much, Doc. Now that you gave me that high level of motivation, I got to go back to the office and make sure all the guys are signed up. Thanks so much, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, Dean of the University of Miami Miller Medical School. We call it UHealth on our show. Thanks again, Doc.
Good, Jim.